I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah! The Mac list coming in the background, coming to the foreground. It's your boy, Flo Pizza. Flo, my boys, thank you so much for tuning into the NXT After Show. Just days away from TakeOver Brooklyn, and somehow I still have my job back. We're talking about matches, talking about results, talking about all that stuff. I'm waiting for Mac list to be pumped up as loud as we can, because we're here to party with the Iron Man. Let's talk about our all-star panel. Before we do that, on my far, far left, he's high-flying, he's a pure athlete, and the future Performance Center graduate. Give it up for Punk Rock David Christopher.
Yes, yes, hopefully that happens, Flo. I appreciate that.
So you applied to the Performance Center?
I did, I applied. What? WWE, I'm still waiting to hear back. Come on, give me a call.
As a wrestler?
As a wrestler, yes.
Yeah, the Wizard of Fear commentator. What a match!
Yes.
On his right, look at this guy lives a life of red carpets, champagne, and bumble swipes. Give it up for RealTalkers.com. Jim Alexander.
That's right. You know what it's part to be of a red carpet like that. The bubbles flowing.
True.
This man is a legend here in Hollywood.
Yeah, and on AfterBuzz. You cover NXT and Raw this week, man.
And
my
Bachelor,
absence.
Okay.
And Bachelor. You can't be stopped. By the way, I do love his blind panel coming soon. The show drops Thursday on Netflix. I also do the whole range of things with Mike Feeling.
Oh, that's a guy. That's the guy when you're talking about dating show. That's the master right there.
Right. Yes. I want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat interacting all your questions. Charlene, Joseph Boza, Dylan Matthews, what's going on? He's still in Hawaii. Guy's probably making jokes over there. Yeah, he's living life. I don't know about Brittany. I don't know about her. I'll talk about Dylan's sister. Okay, NXT. Overall thoughts about today. TakeOver Portland is Sunday. How you feeling?
So, for me, it's here's the thing is, I feel like they were almost promoting next week's NXT with better matches. You're going to have Roderick Strong go against Velveteen. Then you had another, like, you're just having, like, matches that were promoted. For me, I just feel like we're talking about, like, forced pay-per-views, like the Super Showdown, and I feel like this one's out of place for some reason.
TakeOver is.
Yeah, I don't think the matches are that strong. Like, when you're looking at Finn Balor and Johnny Gargano really get you going. You know, I probably the best match on the card is Keith Lee and my boy, but we've seen it happen.
What's his name, Jim? What's his name?
Dominik Djokovic.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
He's Yugoslav. He's Croatian.
Yeah,
Croatian. That's how it says over there. I know how to pronounce this stuff.
DGIA is Djokovic. Okay, whatever.
This is the American version. We're going to go ethnically. Right. So I just think, like, this show's being a little bit overshadowed. But tonight, I mean, it was a setup to it. So it was a go-home show. So it was fine.
I agree, Davis.
I would have to agree a little bit. I felt like more of the show was more promo and build-up for what we're going into. I don't agree with – I think the matches for the pay-per-view coming up, though, I think they are solid. I think we need them. Just like the thing with Belair and Ripley, I think that's pretty solid. Let's see what happens with that. On top of the fact that we have, you know, Cole and Ciampa, I'm really hoping that Ciampa takes the title. I mean, for a transition and build up for possible new rivalry or feud or whatever it may be going into Mania, I think it's a good transitioning pay-per-view.
Yeah.
If it's done right, of course, but again, that's my opinion.
Sure.
But I mean, I felt the show tonight that was more of kind of just the promo, the hype, the build-up.
This is like a bit of a holdover to NXT TakeOver.
It's a go-home show. That's what
it's a go-home show.
It's to sell the upcoming pay-per-view.
So let's talk about this first match. Roderick Strong losing his NA title a couple weeks ago in a match against Bronson Reed, which I like Bronson Reed. I kind of like Roderick Strong. The match made a little bit less sense here, but that was pretty strong with Roderick Strong getting the win. Dave Christopher, the idea of starting off with Bronson Reed, a guy we haven't seen on TV in a couple weeks, against Roderick Strong, a guy who lost his NA title a couple weeks ago to Keith Lee.
I think, realistically, where else would we have put that match? So what would we, out of the matches tonight, what would we have put first, to be honest?
You
know what I mean? So I think that really was the best spot. It's always entertaining. Roderick Strong, man, that guy is a workhorse. He always puts on a good performance. Then, you know, the match, it worked. It was okay. It wasn't something that I necessarily was thrilled to watch, but it was okay.
I actually like Bronson Reed. I think he's a thick boy. Jim, how?
Yeah, you need that thickness. Some on the roster. No, he's got a purpose, right?
So he's got a different look, right? Yeah.
Hey, you got a different look.
Yeah. He does.
And he's Australian too, so it's kind of cool. You know, we don't see guys like that all the time. But here's the thing: this was all about Velveteen Dream,
right?
You know, him coming out there, cutting that promo, completely sold whatever that match was.
Yeah,
you know, like the end with Velveteen coming out really sold it over and put it over top. It started off hot. They made the show start off on a good note, you know, for the rest of the show. So for me, Velveteen's the star of all of this. So when you have Roderick Strong, I just think we're going to find out real soon, the more he's separated from Adam Cole,
right.
that he's no star, that he's a mid-carder on NXT at best. When he was cutting that promo to Velveteen, you saw Velveteen just own it. Yeah. Like, I felt like Roderick Strong was just like a guy trying to be loud, you know, and screaming and like...
That's what we do all the time.
At least we make it look good. He didn't, so...
So here's a question I have for you then, Jim. Velveteen Dream was a guy who was attacked months ago, so he's technically the good guy, the face, the protagonist.
He is, yeah.
But he's totally manipulating this guy's family. The villain's family is saying that.
But it's over, right? People are still completely on Velveteen's side.
Well, why is that? Shouldn't we boo him instead?
No, because Roderick Strong's so bland and dislikable.
Wow.
You don't even root for him when his kid is being talked about or his wife is being talked about on another man's pants, okay?
My pants.
You feel like they'd be better off maybe with Velveteen.
That went way else somewhere. I don't even know right now. Velveteen is a stud right now. He's a star. Again, he's the big return. I totally get it. Absolutely. I don't squash on Roderick Strong like we just did right there. I mean, I think he does have a lot of talent in the ring.
Else besides that, Dave? Like, a lot of guys can work. We always talk about NXT. Right. Everyone can work. What makes him different than any of those? He's got a bland look. He's just a worker, but we clearly see he can't talk if he's not being led by Adam Cole and the rest of the group being the shield for him.
Maybe he does need that manager or someone that's kind of that escort for him.
Who would want to manage that guy though?
Yeah, his wife, like,
yeah, look, I see potential in this mediocre looking guy.
The point is that the talents there, maybe the charisma, the sense of being good on the mic or something. Because how many we can go down a list?
He needs a gimmick. He needs a gimmick more so than a talking piece.
He kind of had one before the Undisputed Era. He was a guy that did the strong strikes, and this guy his size, he like slapped above his weight class.
That's not bad.
That's better than what it is now. Right now, for me, he's just lost in a shovel. He's just a guy. This group has not made him look better. I think it's really set him back. And so also with Fish and the other guy.
I do think the group has kind of held him down a little bit. I do agree.
No question.
Gotcha. Yeah. Moving on. Right Guy, can you do a little favor and cut a promo telling how they listen to this after the show, the shows?
Yeah. Let me tell you something you already know. The YouTube space ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. I don't care how tough you are. It'll beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit you as hard as YouTube. And it ain't about how hard you hit the like button. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And how much you can take in minutes on AfterBuzz TV and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yes.
Leave us a comment. Subscribe on iTunes. A review. And hit that thumbs up button. Thank you.
This is better than Roderick Strong's promo.
That is my favorite speech of all time. Seriously. Thank you, Rocky movie.
Teach Roderick Strong, Ryan, how to cut a promo.
So I'm going to give a quick shout out to everyone in the chat here. Charlene, Sam, Dylan. We understand we have some audio issues. We work on that as soon as we can.
You do?
You can't
hear me?
No, they can hear you. It sounds like we're underwater. We are working on it, so I appreciate you keeping us in the row. Let's open the Broserweights. Broserweights on a road trip to Portland. Planes and trains and mobiles. People talk about their chemistry, but I want to talk to you about the technical things. It looked like almost Lucha Underground. Single camera. Having both guys and the characters out there. Do you want to see more of that or less of that? Jim?
I want to see more of it. It's different, right? Yeah. It's something we haven't seen. It just stood out right away. Yeah. Whether it's for good or bad, I thought it was for a good point. But it's different. I like to see more of their... Now I'm underwater, I feel like, with the headphones. Yeah. But I just like to see their personalities more. You know, and outside of the ring, kind of take them out of the area where they're kind of familiar with. Like, we haven't seen... Like, we haven't seen him really cut many promos outside of the ring, or even backstage, you know?
Yeah.
So that was cool to see him outside of their own element, kind of doing a shtick, a goofy kind of bit. It was fun.
It was like Dude Date, the movie.
It bonded them as a team. It makes me more think of them as a team, you know, more legitimate.
So, David Christopher was talking about Matt Riddle and Pete Dunne, the odd couple currently, the number one contenders for the tag team championships. I think it's kind of interesting how they decided to go the opposite way. They could have been this tough team, they're playing up a comedy.
Yeah.
Does that make Riddle look bad or not?
Riddle look bad?
Yeah, the whole comedy doesn't seriously
That fits his whole vibe. I mean, he's the easy, like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, he's very, I mean, he's funny. He's lighthearted. He's that guy that I think you look to where you're just kind of like, you need that relief.
Right.
And the point is, he backs it in the ring, though. So whatever he may do with his personality and whatever, but when he gets in that ring, though, the guy goes, man. He kicks butt. So it's okay.
I guess the counterpart
doesn't make Dunn look bad, though. That's more, because he's serious.
He's playing the straight guy. That's totally fine. Yeah. I guess my problem was when RVD was posted the WWE champion, being like, the show whatever, bro.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, you're RVD. I don't know. With Matt Riddle, it's very easy to hit on him because he's so bro.
I mean, I think that's his character. That's his gimmick. I mean, he literally says bro. You know what I mean? That's like, it's okay. And at the same time, it's such a contrast with their characters. It's like, you need that, and it makes sense. And they're so over, man. The fans love them. And I think it's just entertainment at that point. Like, literally filming them trying to get their trophy into a plane.
Sure.
And just hijacking Triple H's plane and then getting pulled over. I mean, it's entertainment.
They're making use of that trophy, at least, right? Giving some credential, I guess, to that trophy. Here's the thing. This is all leading to a turn. I can see it already.
Keep saying that, man.
Dunn on Riddle?
No, Dunn on Riddle.
Okay.
Yeah, because Riddle's over as a face. I mean, for him to get to that next level, I always said that he needs to change his gimmick down the road. It's fine for NXT right now, and they're going to roll with him as a face, but if he wants to get to a higher level, he's going to have to eventually, you know, kind of grow out of it and mature out of it. But yeah, this is going to be a turn. Dunn's going to get frustrated. They're going to probably lose, and I feel like that's going to set up the start of a turn.
Wow, a heel done is not so bad. It can be a lot worse than that. Moving on, we had Dakota Kai taking on Candice LeRae, a match that was announced in today's episode of The Bump. Interesting match. I thought with Dakota Kai getting the win via roll-up, which is good for her because she needed the win, but Tegan Knox gets involved after the match. We'll take over on the horizon. We have a three-way kind of going with Tegan Knox and Dakota Kai, Candice LeRae there. What's Candice's purpose in all this?
I know her purpose right now. I'm convinced. She's just a glorified enhancement talent.
Damn!
She is a big, honestly,
Damn.
Every time... I think she's super good looking and all, and good in a ring.
Okay, that's not what I'm saying.
I'll put her in the King's Court if she has nothing
to
do.
That's not what I'm correct. Dude.
But here's the thing. She can. She every time they slightly give her a push, she falls right back down. Like, she's only there for like the periods of there's nothing going on. That's the only time she really gets any sort of push. Like, what, a few months ago?
True.
When it was kind of the dull times, in a sense, you know? And they were trying to figure out what to do with the Survivor Series and all that. Yeah. She was kind of getting a slight push there. It's just, for her, it's not going to work. If it was... and if she was in the cards and the plan, they would have had some sort of push or maintain it. I just feel every time she's now mostly used to just put someone over another feud.
Yeah.
Tell me, when has she really broken out and really stood out and there's a significant effort to put her in a feud or an angle or anything legitimate?
Hot take, Dave, what do you think?
Well, TakeOver. I mean, she was very valuable during the TakeOver. You know,
To help others get over.
But I mean, she had a good shine. You know, that was a good time for her. And I think they're trying to just keep her relevant. And she's caught in the middle of that friendship feud going on right now, you know? Yeah. So I think.
But it's been like that for a long time. She's been gone. Remember earlier last year, almost middle of summer, like, she was gone for months. We didn't even see her for months.
True.
So they didn't even have anything for her. So I don't see. And she's been around for a while. It's not like she's a rookie, like some of these other girls are getting ahead of her. Look at all the rookies that have come along that have gotten ahead of her.
Right. But there's not really something for her to kind of. I mean, what Ripley and Belair, they're the top of the game right now. They're the title. So what do we really do with her? And we got to keep her in relevant matches with relevant competitors. I
because
mean,
because she's lacking the it factor. That's what.
I don't think it's the it factor here for this division?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's more of just like the timing and the placement of what's going on. And like I said, I mean, what are we?
Her gimmick's not. She'd be better of a heel, first of all. Her gimmick's too Johnny Gargano. It's like, oh, you know, lively music and like the Titantron, all that, and the clothing she wears. It matters because she's kind of billed as this like happy go lucky. I don't care if I lose or win. You know, like I'm not going to invest in that. I need something to stand out there. I need something. some kind of character gimmick or a change or something needs to be there where I care for her. Because right now she's just the girl that comes, the blonde girl that comes out and can work in a ring with most people, but then she's not standing out.
Right, guy. This match here featured a ring bell shot, which is actually my favorite foreign object in professional wrestling. Do you have a favorite foreign object when someone gets hardcore in a matchup?
What's that?
Like a chair shot or a sledgehammer or ring steps?
Yeah,
like what? Like
go.
What's your favorite? A glass? Oh, you use glass in that shit?
So cold!
What? Speaking of Team Gargano, Johnny Gargano had a match with the Kentucky Fried Willy Wonka Cameron Grimes. Johnny Gargano gets the win. Jim Alexander, I see you shake your head. Yeah. Let's talk about how your boy Johnny got the win tonight.
For once, Johnny is the better individual in the ring, like, and not like you're taught camera grinds, just hot garbage, like, for like
hot garbage.
Yeah, that dude just doesn't have it. Like,
oh, wow,
he just doesn't. I just feel the gimmick's really bad. That taco meat is just distractingly bad. It's just not working. I think Johnny looked like the legitimized wrestler this whole
thing, because he is legitimate, Jim,
but with like even more of a legitimate character. And so I can't believe I'm talking about Johnny Gargano being so over against someone in a matchup.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Johnny was like, okay, he's the wrestler. He's the guy that belongs here. Cameron Grimes is just a bad gimmick.
Wow.
It's just a bad... The guy's not bad in the ring.
Right, because like he can still go, right?
He can still go. He can pull off some neat moves, but that gimmick is just trash. It needs to go before this guy, if he ever wants to evolve.
Yeah.
What would we do with him, though, man? You know, what,
with who?
With Grimes.
Nothing. There's nothing to do with him. I mean... Hey, this is the point where you just start brainstorming, man, and start trying to save your career with ideas, because this whole gimmick is just not working.
It was kind of interesting how, like, he was the aggressor here. The video package that he pushed Johnny Gargano was like, I'm taking you out.
Yeah, I would not be intimidated by him.
That's what happens. We make fun of Cameron Grimes in his hat, but I do think there's a place for him in a North American television, if it stays somewhere, not like around like the number one contender for the NXT.
Maybe UK brand.
Maybe. Cameron Grimes in the UK will be interesting.
Yeah. Better. Be cool. He might have a better chance of getting over there.
Yeah. Well, whatever that means.
Doesn't mean much for him.
This is real quick. I'll talk to you about Robert Stone. It looks like he's trying to do a brand relaunch with Chelsea Green. Mm-hmm. He didn't have much going on with Chelsea Green. Her win-loss record was pretty bad, but they were going to see a relaunch of this brand. I'm not sure what that means. Are we talking stable? Are we talking just a new attitude, David?
I'm still figuring that out as well, Flo. Yeah. I really don't know. I don't know, man. Like, what is going to add? I don't know. I don't know.
Before I continue, Dylan Matthews, Ossie, says, I agree with Jim. Grimes' gimmick is absolute trash. Yeah. I can't believe this. I feel like Cameron Grimes could be fun. He could be a lot of fun.
I don't know.
I think he can be fun. I think he can be fun. But I agree with the fact that I don't know if it's enough to get him over, you know? I think
not
that.
Accessories sure. always win. moving on is now time.
We're going to be moving on. Chelsea Green, I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I mean, this is good.
Sure,
I like
sure.
this.
Go ahead.
I like this Robert Stone.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of an old school gimmick of like a heel manager in a sense. And I don't know how good she is on a mic or not, but she doesn't need to do much with him around. And I think it puts him over. Like, he's almost a legitimate manager, a real kind of a manager,
yeah,
a corporate manager.
Corporate.
But, you know, it's very corporate. I like the gimmick. She changed her hair color, too. She's got a heel look to her.
Yeah.
I think there's something to be made here. I'm actually curious and interested to see where this is going to go.
You're more interested in Chelsea Green than you are to Candice LeRae.
Yes. That's the thing.
Right now.
Yes, I am.
That could actually be a good feud, though, to have Candice LeRae and Chelsea Green. That could be
Chelsea's gonna get over.
That's a good idea.
Chelsea interests me because, like, what's going on there? We're talking about this whole angle. She's got a potential manager, and it's different for a female wrestler to have a male manager too. Think about
that's a pretty cool idea. But
yeah,
I just feel
it's a cool, neat idea, I think too. And I want to see what she has to offer. She's been out with an injury for a while.
Okay.
I think she's new and fresh.
Right? Like, right away.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, you can't relaunch a brand that, like, totally, lose. Like... She came out with a whimper and she wants to relaunch it. So I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
But you're saying, no! That's crazy.
No, I am on board
for this. You whack.
Yeah, I'm like, exactly. That's something I don't know what to make of her yet. Because, like, there was all of a sudden this big push. Like, oh, she's got a manager and here we go. And then she lost. And okay.
Well, she's just debuting. There's time for her to actually grow.
Oh, you give her time, Jim. You give her time.
Yes. Candice LeRae's been around too long.
I was a bit too adamant. Yes, she gets all the time she needs.
Maybe Candice should go back with that guy, like wrestle in bar wrestling or
whatever. Man, it's time for Boot Thing of the Week. Let's go.
Tito Walls Booth Thing of the Week.
It's not Chelsea Green. Bianca Belair. Let's talk about Bianca Belair. Whether you like her or not, she has shown incredible improvement in her matches. Even tonight, we'll get to that a bit later. But a couple weeks ago, it was announced she has her own action figure, which I'm trying to get, and it's on back order. Totally being an inspiration for a brand new generation of female fans, and male fans included. Shout out to Bianca Belair, showing up on the bump, having her profile elevated, and being the star of this year's Royal Rumble. For that reason, Bianca, you are Flobitos.
Booth Thing of the Week.
Hey. Case Court, let's go.
Hey.
Boom.
Ryan, hit it. There we go.
Back to back, huh?
All hail Jim Alexander. He is the most handsome, charming, intellectual, and brilliant.
I'm sure you do. Twice a week.
I've heard this outside of the show.
Pay attention when the AfterBuzz King speaks.
That's it? On Monday nights, I get like a whole, like, 2 minute...
We're smarter here. Let's go. Oh, just go.
What is this? I need a long introduction. I need, like, a Baron Corbin music after this. Okay, King's Court this week. I will put... What is this? Is there trouble to the King's Court? Bobby, man the door. Okay, Bobby Lashley. Tommaso Ciampa, we need you to hold down the door because Chelsea Green's coming in to the King's Court. Candice LeRae, you need to start improving to get into the King's Court, okay? Because we got Liv Morgan, my girl, my new number one.
I agree with that. I agree with that one.
And Mandy Rose.
Not on the show. Okay. And on the show.
Listen, it doesn't matter. You know who else is going to be? ABC Ashley Flobo. You can speak for
that.
Yeah,
she's pretty nice, but she's not on the show either.
Ashley, it doesn't matter. I'm putting in Kelsey from The Bachelor. You're coming on here, too. And Hannah A. Is it? Yeah, Hannah A. That's right. This is the King's Court for this week. It's a lot of... I'm being diverse with it. Objection. I'm bringing a lot of different...
Objection.
What is this?
Two things are kind
longer
of weird.
Intro next
out of order.
Number
out of
one
order.
Contenders match for the Cruiserweight Championship. Leo Rush takes on Angel Garza. It looked like Angel Garza was getting the rocket, but he takes the loss here tonight against Leo Rush, who's, I guess, the number one contender to Jordan Devlin's NXT Cruiserweight Championship. David Christopher, walk me through this. What does this mean for Leo and Angel Garza?
I like this, but this could be because of multiple reasons. One, I mean, is it because Angel Garza now is going to be focused a little bit more on Raw now that we got that feud with his cousin and Mysterio and Zelina and all that going on? So is that why we're going to have Leo now focused with Devlin?
Right.
Which I don't mind because, I mean, both, like I said, Leo Rush, his reign was very short-lived, which sucked. I wanted to see more
of it. No pun intended.
Right. And then Devlin, man, like I said before, that guy's aggressive, he's talented, he's a high flyer. I mean, I think them two, it's going to be a very exciting match. So I like where this is going. I like that they did that. And the match itself, obviously, they tear it down every time. So
yeah.
Hey, let the little guys stay with the little guys. Bigger things now for Angel Garza. No, he ain't little. That dude is over. He's going Raw brand completely. I think this was the only reason to have him drop it, to get him out of this title picture so he can be focused on Raw and really kind of be a permanent member. I think that's his new destination. And he fits in Raw.
He does.
He's over more than Andrade's been his whole run.
Whoa, I wouldn't say that.
Yes.
Angel I'll give Garza. You Humberto for sure, but I don't draw. No, there's no way.
Oh, Humberto doesn't even count. He should be in NXT, actually.
Fair, but...
But they should make that switch. But...
Wait, his whole main roster run?
Oh.
His whole main roster run?
Is this King's Court returning?
No, more King's Court.
Just lost my hearing.
No, yeah. Are you saying that his entire, like main roster run Andrade is? Like, you think Angel Garza's over in Andrade's entire run? Or just this run on Raw? Like, what do you...
Run on Raw. So far, because we've seen some things on SmackDown, and he was good in NXT too. But here's the thing, Angel Garza is a quick rising star. I think we have no denial in seeing that. So there's no point of him feuding with Devlin or whatever. Those guys are not in his league. It's time for Angel to be going to the next level, and he's going to do that Raw. So this was a write-off, basically, this match.
Okay, fair enough. I agree with you. I think the matches are right. I didn't think Lear was going to get it. To me, it looked like he was losing half a step, almost. Lear didn't seem as crisp to me as he did back in October and November, which I thought that Angel Garza was going to win, but wasn't the case.
Leo's just a guy, you know.
Just a guy. He's a man of the hour. He's a man of the hour.
No, just plug and play whenever needed.
I love his theme music. I can't. A guy's theme music can totally sell a guy for me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
doesn't take much, then.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, man. Shout out to Bruiserweights. The Bruiserweights. Bianca Belair had a match against Santana Garrett. Santana Garrett, for all I can remember, since being signed, has not won a match on TV. And Bianca Belair made short work of her. Questions. One, is it true that Bianca is an afterthought with our match coming Sunday. And two, isn't Santana Garrett's skills more needed on another brand such as SmackDown or Raw?
Bianca an afterthought, that's a statement. No way. How so?
But because of the whole Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley thing for WrestleMania, Sunday, and we don't really...
I still think that there should be a three-way match at Mania. They definitely need to do that. And I think Flair comes in and does some kind of... I don't know who she would attack or what, but something in that match this weekend, and let's go to Mania, let's build this feud, and let's have all three of them go for it, because I'd love to see all three of them compete. That would be... an awesome match.
The money's in Ripley and Charlotte one-on-one.
I mean, Bianca Belair, that's great. It is by just, itself.
The only way Ripley really fits into this, because not only she, like, she looks the part, she, you know, she's been posing looking, she matches up with Charlotte when they stand next to each other.
Yeah.
And in that sense, too, and it's a money match, because she's over, because she's a champion. You can't start bringing in people just non-champions, unless Bianca wins a title, which won't happen.
What happened last year, I mean, yeah, with Rousey, Lynch, and Charlotte.
Yeah, and I mean,
Lynch, and Charlotte.
Yeah.
Three of the biggest
women. No, the biggest star, but Charlotte had no business in that story. She was good at what she did.
It's Charlotte. She sells herself. Bianca Belair is not selling herself on anything.
But here's the thing. You go to Mania, so are we going to give... Is Flair going to win the title, you know, and then go to NXT? Or I mean,
well, the possibilities are endless. We can't focus on that. But right now, Bianca Belair is just a stepping stone. This is just to get through the pay-per-view. That's why Charlotte hasn't announced who she's going to go to Ridley, that she's gonna, you know, go after her, but we know it's happening just because they want to give enough, I guess, mystery of Bianca potentially winning, which won't happen. Okay, right. Bianca's gonna be good going forward. Like, they already started her push. She's fine. She's in a good spot now.
Got it.
Better than she was in the fall, right?
Right.
Agreed. So she's gonna be fine. But right now, she's a stepping stone to just get through this takeover, and then we'll focus on Bianca after WrestleMania. She can start feuding for a title, whether it be Charlotte, who would not, what not. It's all about Ripley and Charlotte right now.
Got it. Santana Garrett, do you think she'd be better off at Raw, being part of that division that needs early help, or? She's good in her spot now, basically working as enhancement talent to the NXT roster.
I think she's going to kind of be in that spot wherever she goes. I think it might even be worse on Raw or SmackDown, to be honest.
Well, SmackDown, it's actually pretty stacked. I'm just like, we'll look at Raw's women's division.
She can't win and get over on NXT.
I don't
think that's going to happen on Raw, though, either, man. Okay, I think she'll still kind of have enough, the same
an
position.
Yeah.
Hey, she's. But you can't. At least she's not in a performance center, okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
For real. Yeah. All right. It's not, like, hey, at least she's getting some reps on the show.
She's in the game.
It's now time for Punk Rock's Pin of the Night.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there music to this?
Is there music?
Did something explode?
It's now time for Punk Rock's Pin of the Night.
What is going on in that booth? I don't see the video of the booth. What is going on in there?
In the meantime, we can talk about why.
Hit the stick.
It's now time for Punk Rock's Pin of the Night.
Yes, this is Punk Rock's Pin of the Night. So tonight I am choosing Bianca Belair and Santana. One, because Bianca Belair has grown on me these past few months. The girl's phenomenal. Her athleticism, her style, just her complete package is solid. And she's getting a solid push
solid
right now.
Package.
And I definitely see her as a future champ. And unfortunately for Santana, she made quick work of her. Santana is also great work in the ring. But, you know, Bianca Belair dominated her. And that just proves what Bianca has to bring to the table and where she's going to be going down the future. So that was very impressive to me. And I'd like to see what happens from here. So that is your Punk Rock Pin of the Night. Bianca Belair, hats off to you.
Love it. And at least
David should manage half of the NXT roster, man. He's putting over everyone, man. He makes them sound so good.
Yeah,
it's like
he does.
She's jobbing out, losing games. Like, you know, she had a great match. She looked solid.
She did. She killed it, man.
You make like...
Yeah, seriously. It's good next time,
you're going to, like, have Lilo Rush or...
Lilo
Rush. I'll be
you
the
have a championship
man.
Run with you, man. Like a world champion run with David putting them over.
Our main event was a non-title match. Adam Cole, baby, against the Time Split. Kushida. The result was not surprising. Adam Cole's on top, but it did surprise me that Kushida and Adam Cole are about the same size. Jim Alexander,
I love sizes. You know,
yeah, I know you love sizes.
Here's the thing. Kushida was trashed literally last week, right, by Adam Cole, so I've lost faith in him in just a couple weeks completely. Oh, that's a burial, all of you. I know you guys love when I say that, so.
You say getting a roll of time too incorrectly. Yeah. It's cool.
Whatever. I don't care what they think. It's buried. It's truth. So here's the thing. Yeah, that's crazy. Whenever we talk about it, people arguing Adam Cole is a legitimate champion. I know Anissa Barr was just trying to start an argument with me outside.
Yeah, which, AEW Dynamite After Show after this.
That's right.
Wrestling
you can't win that argument when you tell me that, because put Brock Lesnar next to Adam Cole, and that looks like it's his, you know, younger kid or something. But here's the thing.
Older kid?
Whatever, man. He's just small. That's what I'm trying to say. Me and Adam Cole could work probably in a ring. And that's not saying much.
Probably.
The thing I'm working around. Oh, so we want to talk about the match? Obviously, it is Adam Cole's going to go. not much of a... I don't know how you go to a main event after a guy was literally trash. I guess that sets up a fight. Yeah. But a main event, really? That should have been kind of a middle of the show match.
He's still the NXT champion. I think that's what guarantees a main event. Not guarantees, but in a night like this, I'll put the champion match.
I don't know. But Kushida, I just think that did so much harm to him the last couple of weeks.
I also agree.
With that, but... Ciampa and Cole, this is the time, man. This is the last hope we're seeing Adam Cole with that title, because it needs to end.
I hope so. I really hope so. And I feel bad for you, Phil, because I feel like deep down in your heart, you were really rooting for Kushida.
I was, man. You need some respect in this game. He's a legend.
You can go back to the future and maybe change the results.
Right. I mean, yeah. And you know, me and Flo, we were talking about this at the beginning. We're like, we kind of know what's already going to happen. We knew that Cole was going to beat him and take it, and it wasn't that exciting. But yeah, again, this is leading up to Ciampa, having something happen with that whole dynamic, and I'm rooting for Ciampa, man. I really, really hope he gets the belt.
Yeah, that is definitely... Him with the championship belt does not bother me. It's almost like, well, who's his first contender? Who do you think?
That's a good question.
Well, let's talk about our predictions.
Let's do it. NXT TakeOver Sunday in Portland. This is the card right now. The NXT Women's Championship. We're calling Women's Championship again for a while. We weren't doing that. Rhea Ripley takes on Bianca Belair. Finn Balor against Jenna Gargano. The Undisputed Era against the Broserweights. Adam Cole, baby, against Ciampa. Dakota Kai versus Tegan Knox, finally. And Keith Lee versus Dominik Dijakovic.
My boy.
For the NXT North American Championship. Talks about who's going over, who's making the splash. You're stealing the show.
We're going match by match?
No, just overall.
I'm just going to throw this in real quick since we were on the subject. The Adam Cole Ciampa match. I say Ciampa takes it, and I say we bring in Balor against Ciampa.
Yeah. Ooh, Balor?
Boom.
No, Balor.
Oh, I'm like, Finn. What? Finn. Bianca could be over that way, man. If she takes out Ciampa, that's a legit contender right there. Over. Hey, that's not a worst idea.
Impact Wrestling? Come on, dude. I do think that Finn Balor should be in that title picture. We came back with a lot of steam. Mm-hmm. And I think it was one random NXT where he lost to Adam Cole. He's disappeared off the wayside.
Yeah.
I think he makes the short work of
Gargano. I mean, he came over from the main roster. He was a legitimate guy in the main roster. You need to reward him with that championship at some point, because you don't make that sacrifice coming over to NXT and not getting over with a title. So the title run's coming. Would you rather him take it off of Cole or Ciampa? Because then, if Ciampa gets it, he's going to have a short run then. If Balor's going to take it away from him.
I think Ciampa, unfortunately, is the product of the story. I like the idea of him having the championship, but there's nowhere for him to go. Like, you have the belt on Balor, then he can do the whole I'm the evil prince thing.
Well,
all
here's
the
thing.
Keep him with Cole, Undisputed Era.
So then Cole versus Balor at WrestleMania TakeOver?
I think that's a match with enough history already done to make that a story.
Unfortunately, I have to agree, even though I'd much rather watch Ciampa and Balor.
Yeah, the match would be great if they had it, you know? But it's like, well, why would we root for Ciampa, even though he wants to bring Goldie back and all that stuff? It'd be kind of a mess.
It's time to end this Adam Cole dream, man. The guy's a mid-carder.
What does that mean? Like,
But what we could do is say Ciampa takes the title off of him. They have the feud with Balor. Say Balor wins, and then Cole comes back and challenges Balor. Mania.
Then you made Ciampa also a transitional champion after being out for 9 months.
You got to reward him. It's going to be he's got to work his way up to where it feels like he's earned it, and it's like a long journey of accomplishment coming from the injury and fighting his way to the top again. I think that's more of a rewarding kind of a big moment.
But I'm saying, do you see Ciampa at Mania, though?
He should be.
I don't. I see Balor at Mania. I see Cole at Mania. I don't
see Ciampa. That's what I'm saying. So that's
not the bad way.
What about a three-way? A three-way between them.
Oh, now you have a three-way.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Change no, we don't believe that.
All of them matter.
All of them matter.
No, I think that would make sense, too. The thing is, I don't hate Ciampa, even though he's, out the ring, his own little opinions about things. But I really think that having the title now just puts everyone in the corner. Much like how having all the belts on Undisputed Era just puts the writers in a corner. They can't get out of it.
And also, let's think about Velveteen's back. You need to have something legitimate for him for WrestleMania.
He's definitely North American title division. Because he's coming with Roderick Strong.
No, like, Keith Lee needs to be over. My boy. Yeah. And what about my boy, Dominic Djokovic?
I'm not saying he's going to win the championship.
He should
the
be
gate,
a champion.
But he's in that division.
I think he's going to win. He's going to win. I'm predicting Lee's going to take it. He's going to retain. He's going to keep his title.
My boy should win the championship.
We are out of time. NXT TakeOver is this Sunday. Let you know what you think in the comments. You can always follow the show and follow us on social media this way. David Christopher, how can they follow you online?
You can follow me at David_Christopher_official or fittvnetwork.com. Hey. Check it out. Or here with these fine gentlemen every Wednesday, AfterBuzz TV.
Horse Club!
I need some workout tips, man. We got a shorter show now. These shows go by so fast, I can't even have time to talk. But you can find more of my conversation at The Jim Alexander on social media, and Real Talkers, the place, right?
RedCarpet.com.
That's right.
Yeah, man, hitting up on the Oscar trail. Hey. Talk to Chris Tucker and Russell Peters, one of my heroes.
That's right.
It's your boy Flo Pito. Follow me on Twitter at Flo Voice, on Instagram at Flo Pito, and of course, FloPito.com. And please support your homie. Buy a t-shirt. FloPito.threadless.com. And until next time, buzz you later.
Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.